with another perspective on what's going on in Syria, and particularly the battle for Aleppo, which is now going on and reaching something of a fever pitch this week. We turn to Safa Sankari, who's a Syrian-American from Detroit. She has family and friends in the city of Aleppo. She's co-founder and president of the Syrian-American Medical Society's Michigan chapter, and she joins us from Detroit. Safa, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
How do you follow what's going on in Aleppo, and just describe the communications problems that you may be having reaching friends and family?
Well, I think the most interesting thing right now is that internet connection is still available in Aleppo, and we've been able to speak to our family there on a daily basis, either Skype or even Facebook chatting, and they've been telling us on a daily basis what they've been going through.
And is there any discussion of whether we join this stream of 200,000 refugees that the United Nations say is streaming from Aleppo into Turkey?
There is definitely a sense of fear in the city. People don't know what's going to happen. In the certain districts where the fighting is occurring, those people have definitely left either outside of Syria or outside of Aleppo or even in Aleppo. There are families who are living in schools, they're living in mosques, and the other people of Aleppo are trying to help them with food and shelter. So there's definitely a sense of fear of what's going to happen. And that option is definitely there for a lot of people who still are, if it gets worse, they will definitely consider leaving.
We're talking with Safa Sankari, who's a Syrian-American from Detroit, who's trying to stay in touch with her friends and family in the city. Without betraying anyone's location or names, we certainly know from our reporting here that neighborhood to neighborhood, it can be very, very different in Aleppo. What's rebel-held territory? What's government-held territory? What's sort of a no man's land, a neutral area, up for grabs, that sort of thing. Depending on your friends and family, are there particular people in particular situations that indicate just how the city is divided up right now?
Well, I think where the Free Syrian Army is focused right now, they're focused on three main districts in Aleppo. And so those areas are either completely empty now, and kind of, if you guys remember the Baba Amr from Homs fighting, it's kind of like that now, where people have left, it's deserted, and that's where the fighting is going, and they're going to other districts of the city.
And in those districts, is there a sense of a solidarity with the government or with the Free Syrian Army? Certainly in ethnic terms, Aleppo is very, very different from Damascus. Describe the differences.
Yeah, Aleppo is majority Muslim Sunni, as well as there's a large Christian minority. But I think at this point, they do support the Free Syrian Army, but at the same time, they're upset at the chaos that's happening. You know, my family was talking to them. They went down to the supermarket. The shelves are getting empty. The roads that are coming into Aleppo have been blocked. They can't get, you know, supplies into the city. So there's a really sense of fear, not knowing what's going to happen. The fighting is really fierce, and it's not, they still don't feel that the Free Syrian Army is strong enough because, you know, they have very limited military support. They have limited artillery. They don't have as much as the Syrian government. So there's still a sense of fear and not knowing what's going to happen.
Safa, I suspect that some of your family members have lived long enough to have experienced the chaos from afar in Lebanon, certainly to have experienced the chaos around the corner in Iraq in 2003, 4, 5, and 6 after the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Any sense of sadness or shock that that level of chaos taking place outside of Syria has come home inside their own town?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's their biggest fear, that Syria is going to turn into, you know, another Iraq where, you know, there's chaos. In the past, I'd say 10, 15 years, Syria has gone through kind of a boom, especially Aleppo, where it's the commercial hub. People have been living comfortably, you know, relative boom in the economy. They were pretty well off. So they are really scared that this chaos is going to come and last.
Does Bashar al-Assad have an argument for the people of Aleppo saying, just give back power to me and I'll return the good old days? Or does that argument fail to have credibility at this point? We're past that point.
Oh, yeah. The Syrian regime is trying to use that, but I really think it's past that. Yeah, because the Aleppo citizens have seen what happened in Homs, what's happened in other cities in Syria, and they know that the government has lost its credibility, that's losing its grip. They know it's just a matter of time and a matter of days until he falls, but the scary part is, you know, how much of the city is going to be destroyed, how many people are going to be killed until this chaos ends.
Two questions before we go. Do you talk about chemical weapons and the use of chemical weapons on your internet chats? And who are you most worried about in your family and friends?
Oh, absolutely. The chemical weapons has been a fear. And even on the Facebook pages, numerous, letters have come out, or even they've made videos to tell people, just in case there is a chemical attack, what to do, where to stay in your home, how to protect yourself. So that's definitely a concern. In regards to my family, I'm definitely afraid for all of them. I'd have to say it's hardest for my grandmother, who's in her late 80s. It's hard for elderly to move them and to get them into safe places. So I definitely fear for her and fear for all my family, and I really hope they stay safe.
All right. I don't want to, prolong the pain here, but what would be a safe place for a woman in her late 80s?
You know, that's a good question. And I think the safest place, if the fighting reaches, their doorstep, then it would probably have to be, they'd have to leave.
And grandma doesn't want to leave home, I suspect, right?
Oh, nobody does. I think if we all imagine what they're going through, if you can imagine you have to leave your home where you've lived, her whole life, she's never left Aleppo, to have to leave and live as a refugee. I think that's one of the hardest things anyone can go through.
Well, we'd love to share your sense of vigilance and responsibility for your family and friends. Safa, can we call on you this week?
Sure.
Safa Sankari is co-founder and president of the Syrian American Medical Society's Michigan chapter. She has family and friends in the city of Aleppo and is watching closely as the battle for Aleppo continues. Thanks so much, Safa.
Thank you.